This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And we will be talking with her about what happened yesterday, pro day for Cam Ward. And, you know, okay, pro day. They everybody has them, blah, 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 blah. Why is this important here in Cleveland? For this reason. He's the guy, I think, Andy, if he's available at 2, the Browns just take him and they have their franchise quarterback. Or at least have the guy that they're going to give 4 or 5 years to find out if he's their franchise quarterback. It's smelling like he's not going to be there unless you want to make it happen.
They'd have to move up to get the number one pick. What's it worth to move up one spot? I mean, we all want to sit around and go, well, you know, if so-and-so, if the Giants want to trade with the Browns to get that number two pick, you know, what do you get, a second to move up? No, I mean, you know, this is again, when you're looking at the number one, you're looking at the number two, you're looking at the number three pick, you're talking about guys that should be franchise changers. They should be. Are they always? No. But they should be, so why wouldn't you value a trade up more than just a second round or a second and a third or a second and a fourth? I think it's ridiculous that we sit here and, like, sometimes I think we underestimate what the value of that number two pick could be for the Browns if you know, if somebody really wants Shador, or if what happens if Cam falls and the Browns don't want Cam? Now what happens? I don't think Cam's fallen after yesterday. Not after the way Tennessee put on a show. But guess what? They just jumped the value for anybody that might want to come on up, didn't they? I mean, they sent everybody to go watch. And in some ways, you sit there and go, well, that just solidifies the fact that he's going to be the number one overall pick. Or they did a really good job of making everybody believe that they've solidified him as the top pick in the draft for them and up the value.
Here's the thing. If the Tennessee Titans decide they want this guy, it's over. I don't think that they would take anything in a trade. Now, if they're not convinced, and they kind of like Shedeur Sanders as well, because you would assume they're going to take a quarterback. Why? Inactivity in the free agent market. I mean, at least the Browns went out and picked up Kenny Pickett, right? I mean, the Browns brought in another quarterback.
You don't think that Tennessee would take, if the Browns said, okay, we'll switch for this year, we'll give you our second for this year too, on top of that, and we'll give you our first-round pick next year, you don't think Tennessee would do that?
Well, see, that's what I think that we need to discuss.
Yeah, I think I would if I were them, because it doesn't seem like the Browns are going to be very good, and so you're looking at perhaps the number one, number two, or number three pick next year too. That, to me, would be intriguing. I'm tired of the Browns trading the number one pick. Go do something. Go get somebody. Go get a franchise changer. You're sitting there at two. You can have all but one player. Tell me you can find the right guy this time.
If Tennessee's not sold and the Browns are, what would you trade? What would you offer for the number one pick in the draft? Would you offer next year's number one to move up one spot?
If you're 1,000% sold that Cam Ward is the guy, but this is a franchise that thought Deshaun Watson, they were 1,000%. So much so that they traded away three first-round picks just as the start. They're not scared to trade away first-round picks. What's scary is another three-win season. No more. No moss. Done.
Folks, if you think Cam Ward's the guy, if the Browns think Cam Ward is the guy, would you make a huge offer to trade up to number one? 216-474-0092.
Is that a fair one? Like you get this year's first, which is our first, which would be you just jump back one spot. I'd probably give you the number two this year too, and you should ask for next year's number one. Is that too much for a franchise-changing quarterback?
See, if the Browns really think he's the guy, and Tennessee is open to other things, giving up next year's number one is something I would do, even though it could be a really high pick. Because
it's probably going to be a top five pick.
No, I'm not going to say that. I would think it's a top 15 pick. I'm being overly optimistic.
I do too. Dan, what do you think it is next year? Just top of your head.
Now, see, if you say top five, that means they're going to be just awful.
4-5 win team? Well, you're going to bring in, if you're bringing Cam Ward in, you're probably going to start him day one, probably, and you're going to have to take your bumps and bruises. I'm not saying it's going to be horrible to watch Cam Ward play. What I am saying is you're asking a rookie to become an NFL starting quarterback and get ready to go do 17 games. That's a very, very big task for a first-year quarterback. What do you think our first-round pick next year is going to be? Just give me a range.
Top five.
That's what I say.
Do you really?
Yeah.
God, you guys think they're going to be that bad?
It's not that they're going to be that bad. Again, if you're doing it, you're doing it to get Cam Ward, and you're going to start him probably week one.
Right now, if at least to me, if I look at the blue chippers on this roster, it's Myles Garrett and Denzel Ward on defense. I have no idea what's going on with JOK. I have no idea. Is he playing? Is he not playing? No clue. So I'm just pulling him off the board because I have no idea. Those are the two blue chippers that I have. On the offensive side, I don't think there's a blue chipper you'd look at.
I would agree with you on that.
Red chip, okay. Joel Bitonio, you could throw Wyatt Teller in there if you'd like. I'm not ready to call Jerry
Judy. Have you heard red chip?
No, what's a red chipper?
What's a red chip?
Red chip, it's that step down.
Like players, I didn't know that.
You guys played poker.
What's a green chip?
You guys have played poker. I've only done blues and reds. I've never had to use greens. We've never gotten that far. But it's like blues are your elite guys. Reds are like, okay, these are good building blocks.
Okay.
Really productive players, occasional Pro Bowlers. Blue chippers are the guys who are like, okay, these are the all pros.
We know that.
These are the dudes.
I can tell you this, the black chips end up in my pocket as soon as I get one, so you know that.
But yeah, like
that's playing blackjack.
Take your winnings off the table, put it in your pocket, and go home.
Yeah. So if you lay it after out like that, yeah. You realize you've got two all pros on this roster and three guys, I'd say.
Would you do this? Hey, Tennessee, here's a number one. You know, you drop down one spot. We'll give you our second round pick, our fourth round pick, and Greg Newsom to move up to number one, and you'd take Cam Ward. So Tennessee would get 233, something like a fourth, and Greg Newsom, whose name has been thrown out in trade stuff, and I don't want it to be.
I just gave up my second round pick, too?
Yeah.
For this year?
You'd give up your first this year, your second this year, and say your fourth this year. Maybe a second next year.
If I was Tennessee, I would ask for something for next year.
So the Jimmy Johnson trade value chart would tell you that the second round pick would get it done.
Just the second round pick?
Mm-hmm. That would get it done. And you'd actually overpay.
But see, the question is, does Tennessee want the guy? If Tennessee thinks, we think he's slightly better than Shedeur Sanders, then they might be open to that. And if I'm the Browns and I think Cam Ward is significantly better than Shedeur Sanders, then I'm making that phone call, Andy. I'm going to take a shot. I'm going to see what I can do.
Mm. Yeah, I know. I'm looking at it trying to figure out just a second round pick. Is that it? Because when I initially came in,
if I'm Tennessee, I'm going to ask for more.
That's what the Jimmy Johnson trade chart says.
Jimmy Johnson just retired.
It's what I pick to work off of, you horse's rear end.
We're friends.
I would want more if I was Tennessee.
I would too.
More than just the second round pick this year.
I would too.
You'd end up with the number two pick, and then you end up with the number one pick in the second round.
I'm making some phone calls. Mike's in Stowe, home of the Bulldogs. Mike, I used to live on Sharing Cross Drive, by the way, Mike.
Mike was worried about that.
Not too far from there, Jeff. Actually, I'm over and, over closer to the other side of Kempton. How's that?
Nice. Can you guys stop at that gas station and pick me up a loaf of bread on the way home? That'd be great.
First grade on Sharing Cross.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks.
All right. Well, I'm not trying to not go along with you, but I don't want to give up any extra capital to move up for Cam Ward. There hasn't been enough talk about him, whether I believe in all talk or not, but nobody's really gone out and said, oh, this guy is an absolute franchise-changing quarterback, can't pass up, can't miss. Unless it's that, you're not giving up all this capital that you guys are kicking around.
Except, Mike, what if they think he is?
But why would they think that? Nobody else does, Jeff. Can I ask you that?
Well, Tennessee might.
Okay, so what? Let them take them then, because I don't believe that, and I just don't think we know where we're at. And you guys are absolutely saying like we're going to be drafting high again next year.
I'm not saying that.
I am.
I believe.
I will.
Everybody else is Jeff.
I mean, they are. I know.
I mean, look, we need a lot more help than a quarterback, and I've been on here before and said it many times. Is that I just want to see him get a lot out of this draft. I'm okay if nobody wants to come up and give us something extra for two, we take, like Andy says, we take the Abdul Carter. That's the smart move. The least risky guy at number two, I think, out of all the drafts. So, but I would prefer, and I'm hoping Andrew Berry's playing a little poker now, you know, getting the things going that we're not signing that second quarterback just yet, because maybe we're going to take one. And now that, Shador's dad's piping off the mouth a little bit, it's perfect. Don't want to come to Cleveland, so now you got to come up. Now you want to come up and get him. New York wants to. It's what we want. We want our pick to get more valuable, so that we can move down one spot to three. We still have Abdul Carter. If they come up to get Shador, now we get extra assets. That's the kind of route I want to see us take, not the other way where we're giving up more, because we need more than one guy, guys. That's what I got.
I agree,
Mike. Right. Thank you very much,
friend of the show, to get us moving today. Nice job, Mike.
Can I say this about what Mike just said?
Sure,
I agree with him. I agree with him. I think the Titans are locked in on Cam Ward only because of their complete inactivity in the quarterback market when there are quarterbacks that are out there. I mean, they're sitting with Will Levis right now.
Jeff, if the goal for the Titans yesterday was to make everyone believe that,
then mission accomplished. Yeah. I would agree with that. 216-474-0092. Would you try to trade up for Cam Ward, folks? Because it seems like Tennessee is going to draft Cam Ward. And as Andy just said, if they're not, they're sure making everybody believe that they are. At least that's the way it feels. Love to hear from you. 216-474-0092.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody in Nashville who's ever cut a country music album, everybody was there. Everybody was there.
Everybody who's ever cut Cam Ward.
Unless they kind of like Shedeur Sanders and the Browns could talk him into a trade. Would you try that, Browns fans? Do the Browns, Andy, your word, love this guy? Love Cam Ward.
Well, if they loved him, would they have sent more than two guys yesterday then?
Maybe they professed their love for him when they had him solo in town. They brought Shedeur in with Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter. Hi, guys. Hi.
Big basket of Mallies. Is that what you would do? That's how you do it?
Yeah. We're going to walk you over and you can play cards with these guys here in the Delta Pledge House.
That's good.
Okay.
So you'll have plenty to talk about.
Yeah. There you go. You sit over here, Stephen, first. And then the next day, here comes Cam Ward. Who knows how that visit went? Cam, we're going to do everything we can possibly do to get you. We love you. You saw that Deshaun Watson contract? That's what we can do for you in 5 years. Except it'll be more then.
That's true.
We love you. Folks, would you entertain the thought of giving up real assets to move one spot to take a guy if you like him that much more than any other quarterback in this draft?
I think if we did a survey, most people would say no.
Well, let's survey Nelson and Avon Lake. Hi, Nelson.
Hey, Nelson.
Guys, how are you?
Well, good.
Hey, there's absolutely no way. No way, right? Like, the Browns need to be in the talent acquisition business and not the, you know, giving away picks business. The only way that you would make that move is if the number one pick was a quarterback and it was the overall consensus projected, and I'll emphasize that word, projected transcendent talent. That player doesn't exist in this draft. And if it existed, why would the Titans even trade that pick? Like, it wouldn't make sense. Like, you would have to be insane. Like, let's say
Don't view him that way, Nelson.
And I mean, and when you're taking a pick from the Browns, you're taking some pretty high picks. I mean,
yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. And I agree with you, Andy. Like, you know, I know that we want to be as optimistic. And Jeff, I love you because you're always so optimistic. You know, but realistically speaking, right? Like, I've accepted the fact that next year is not going to be a good year. So the probability of us being at the top of the draft next year again and having this opportunity again, it's pretty high. So I wouldn't do it. And the Browns have so many holes. They need so many talented young players because we are an aged, expensive, roster. So that doesn't make sense. And then last thing, and I know you guys were talking about this yesterday. It has been a few years since I've had any interest, very little, in the NCAA tournament. I don't know the last time I made a bracket. Something I think needs to be done, and I don't want to be prisoner of the moment, but I watched the Akron game just obviously because they were a great local story. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, I've had so little interest. So I guess thank you for the time as always.
Thank you.
All right, Nelson, thank you very much. See, here's the catch with the talk about Ward. Rating-wise and everything else, he's not considered, you know, like in last year's draft class, he wouldn't have been in the top three guys taken. But that doesn't mean a guy can't come in and play. But it's this whole thing is going to come down to evaluation again, Andy. And if the Browns think he's significantly better than Shedeur Sanders or Jalen Milroe or Jackson Dart, who they might be able to get, you know, in the second round, Milroe and Dart, or trade back up into the first, then I think you got to give it a chance, and just check with Tennessee and hey, are you guys sold on this? Would you entertain trading out? But that's if the Browns think that this guy is nails in comparison to everybody else. And if they don't, no, you don't do it. And at that point, to me, that's when you do what Mike and Stowe said. Hey, we have the second pick. Anybody really, really, really must have Shedeur Sanders? Call us. And if it's the Giants and you drop down to three and get Abdul Carter, celebrate all dang day long. That would be, to me, that would be phenomenal. You get Abdul Carter and extra picks.
Phenomenal. Do you believe, because I've said this since the very first day, okay, since the season ended, do you not believe that Abdul Carter is the smart, I don't have to be the smartest guy in the room to make this pick, the upside seems unbelievable, that Abdul Carter is the right pick at two? It's just the right pick at two.
Okay, can I?
Do you agree or disagree?
You're not going to like this.
I just want you to agree or disagree. I it's not that I have to like it or not.
You're not going to like this.
Okay, go ahead.
Was Myles Garrett the right pick at one?
Yeah. He was.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
Do you know why?
Why, Jeff?
Because you have a Hall of Fame quarterback that went at number 10 in that draft.
We have a Hall of Fame defensive end.
The Browns didn't figure that out.
And the Kansas City Chiefs did.
And that's why this is where this whole judgmental thing comes in. This is where the Browns have to nail this. If they figure out that a quarterback in this draft is going to be a big time guy, then you take him at two or you trade up and get him at one. And Abdul Carter, good luck to you. You're going to go get a lot of sacks somewhere. You had one of the best defensive ends in football last year, and you won three games because your quarterback play stunk. And that's, Andy, I love the idea of Abdul Carter. You know that. I've been saying I'd take him. But he's not the right pick if the Browns determine that there's a quarterback that you have to take. That's what this is about. They have to know what they're doing. And in all honesty, Andrew Berry's drafts show that he hasn't nailed those yet. That's where this is.
So you're saying if you could go back, you would not have taken Myles Garrett?
Absolutely not. I would have taken Patrick Mahomes. And guess what? When Patrick Mahomes came out.
It's so easy to say that today.
Well, of course it is. That's the beauty of this. The Kansas City Chiefs figured it out. Patrick Mahomes was not overly highly thought of. When he was coming out, there were questions about him like crazy.
Would you?
In fact, do you remember a buddy of mine was on the show, the Texas Tech play-by-play guy, who told us he thought Patrick Mahomes would go in the second round and was a second-round talent. That's the deal here. The Browns have to be smart. If they think Jackson Dart is going to be an absolute stud, Andy, take him at two. Don't mess around. Don't try and trade up. If they think Jalen Milroe is going to be a stud, take him at two. They're going to look like idiots.
They'll look like idiots.
But if they think that there's a guy here that they must have who's going to be a quarterback here for the next 12 years and be pretty damn good, 7 years, whatever it is, they have to take him at two. And that's why if they think it's Cam Ward, they got to go try and get him.
I don't know. I have zero regrets on taking Myles Garrett with the number one pick. None. I don't. You had a Hall of Famer. You got it right. You want to have regrets from 2017? Maybe you regret Jabril Peppers and not taking T.J. Watt, right? Maybe you regret that. You could even, and I love David Njoku, so it's hard for me to even get mad about it.
You could have taken J.J. Watt.
You could have had T.J. Watt, too, right there. Right. So, I mean, Andy, if you draft Patrick Mahomes,
your issues are done. You've got your quarterback. And I don't want to hear, well, they'd have screwed him up. No, maybe they wouldn't have.
No, you got Deshaun Kizer in the second round.
That plays into it, though, because that's the story of Patrick Mahomes. They traded up to get Patrick Mahomes, and then they sat him for a whole season.
Well, they worked
with him.
It's a good point, too.
All of those things.
So guess what?
That's the story.
They drafted the right guy and did the right things with him.
There you go.
And you have to trust or assume that the Browns would do the same thing if they go and make a move to get a quarterback.
I'm still not going to have buyer's remorse on Myles.
I'm not having buyer's remorse. You ask me, did they draft the right guy? No, the right guy in that draft was Patrick Mahomes, and Myles Garrett was maybe the second right guy in that draft. No question about that.
If you want to feel bad, how do you think the Bears felt? I mean, they took Mitch Trubisky with number two.
They screwed up. Jonah's in Columbus. Hi, Jonah.
What's up, fellas? How's it going?
Hey.
We're having such fun.
Hey, Yeah, I bet. hey, look,
it feels that
way. It's hard to not be a prisoner of the moment right now because, you know, I'm thinking about this isn't the quarterback golden draft, you know?
Nope.
We talk about Cam, we talk about Shadur, like they're hot commodities, but then we also are hearing these guys wouldn't be top three pick in
any
other draft.
They're the hottest commodities because they're the best guys in this draft.
Exactly. But right. But what I'm saying here is, like, do Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry have much of a choice? Like, I'm not sure. Do these guys have another top five pick season on their jobs? Like,
it's a good topic.
Just a few weeks ago, maybe a few days ago,
by the
guys
way,
on 92.3 The Fan are talking about,
noon,
like,
Jonah,
they need
we're talking about that very thing at noon.
All right, we'll do. But I remember guys being like, okay, Stefanski, Berry need a 7-8 win season to keep their jobs. Well, 7-8 wins isn't going to get us Arch Manning or the greatest QB next year.
Nope.
So if you're Kevin and Andrew Berry, do you have to draft like your lives are on the line in a sense? And if so, does that mean you do trade up and you go get the Cam Ward if you really believe in him? That's the question I'm wrestling with because it doesn't really feel like they have the grace for another like top three pick season next year. They kind of, in my opinion, I feel like they kind of got to draft like the lives are on the line in a sense. So,
Jonah, I don't know if you've heard me say this. I've used the words marching orders. What have the and we're going to talk about this later. What have the Haslams told them? They each have a contract extension. You know, are the Haslams ready to write a big check if they don't win 10 games next year? Or have the Haslams said, get this thing ready to go so when we move into the dome, we have a big-time team? You know?
Yep.
Who knows exactly what they've been told? Jonah, thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Jonah with some insightful thoughts there. Mary Kay Cabot, plaindealercleveland.com. We'll have some thoughts. I want to bounce this. Would you move up for Cam Ward off of Mary Kay? I'm anxious to hear what she thinks next on Baskin and Phelps.